Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 36. As always, I am your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Benz.
Hey, I'm back after a couple special type episodes.
Scott, you've been gone. It's been literally months.
A month, maybe.
And this is the second time we're going to record episode 36. I tried recording this with Ryan Lewis and Rich Grisham, but the Skype recording gods did not want you to miss an episode. So now I have a 0 kilobyte file in my folder. So welcome back.
How unfortunate.
I mean, in retrospect, I'm kind of happy no one heard that episode. Rich was in a hotel. It sounded like crap. We started fighting.
This sounds like an awesome episode that no one will ever hear.
I mean, I would have had to do a lot of editing.
Oh, now you just don't want to do work. I see how it is.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. So, but that's good for us, because now we have a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yes, which, you know, I think the last time I was on, I'm like, is there going to be anything to talk about for a while?
We were so worried.
Yeah, more than I would think.
Let's kick it off with what you've been playing, Scott, since you've had a month to be playing stuff.
Oh, God, what haven't I been playing? The short list, in that I won't talk about a whole lot. Zelda 2 came out on the 3DS.
The best game ever made. The best Zelda game ever made.
I do not agree. I still think Link to the Past is better. But I will say Zelda 2 is the best Zelda game available on the 3DS. And incoming hate mail in 3, 2... Anyway, currently available for the 3DS. Oh, wait, Ocarina of Time's on there, too.
Yeah.
So, actually, no, never mind that. But it's the best NES Zelda game available for the 3DS. There we go.
Of the two.
Yeah, I like it better than the original.
I play them both on my virtual console. That's about it.
Yeah. You know, good game. Beat it already. Biggest problem is that it's a Zelda game and people don't like that it's not like all the other Zelda games.
Mm.
But I like it. Let's see, what else? Need for Speed Most Wanted. Picked that up on Black Friday.
I heard you love it.
I do love it. It's a good game to kill, you know, like an hour or so. It's not a game that I sit and play for hours on end. But it's a good game. I don't, like, I got some backlash when I said I bought it on Twitter.
Yeah, from me and Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Dr. Ken was all like, oh, Forza 4, or not Forza 4. Forza Horizon's, you know, an infinitely better game. I'm like, yeah, maybe for you it is, but for me I like Need for Speed better. It's sort of a, I think they're each good in their own different ways.
Yeah, but Jeff Solomon got a couple extra copies of Forza Horizon on Black Friday, so I have to pick up one of them from him one of these days.
Ah, yeah, I don't know, maybe I should give it a shot, but I don't know. It's like, I've got Need for Speed, I think I'll live with that.
Do you have a Need for Speed?
I do have a Need for Speed.
All right.
I got back into Madden again, actually playing outside of the Madden League.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, for what it's worth. Of course, NHL 13, we're getting close to the playoffs in our Triple D League.
I know, I can't wait to not make the playoffs.
I was worried for a little bit because I went on a bit of a skid, and I found myself in eighth place. But I realized, like, I'm in eighth place, but like the four of the teams in front of me all have one more point than I do. It's like, oh wait, that's not that bad yet. And then I went on like a 4-1 streak in the latest advancement period we're doing, and I'm back up in fifth place for the playoffs now.
Yeah, I think last I heard, Rich Grisham is like 0 for his last 6 or 7.
Oh yeah, Rich is just. I don't know what happened to Rich. Thankfully, he built himself a nice lead that he's got some wiggle room.
Yeah, like when he played me, when I beat him, which I don't know how I beat him, he had like his second or third string goalie in.
Wow.
And I also lost Henrik Lundqvist for 16 games or something. So.
Oh, that's the only thing that happened to me is that my starting left wing went out, and I think a backup left wing also is now out for, I think, the season. I mean, maybe if I get deep enough in the playoffs, they'll come back. There's no injured reserve. You know, that's the crazy thing I found about, and I didn't even know this until this happened to me. It's like, when someone gets injured in the NHL, if you've got your roster full, you've just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
There's no injured reserve. There's no cutting anybody to sign a replacement. Like, you got what you got. So, and I kind of like that, honestly.
Yep.
We're at the trade deadline, so I could try and trade, but
I didn't even know there was a trade deadline.
Yeah, it's kind of about that time. I think we're like in the first week of March, like last week of February, first week of March in our season.
Huh.
It's getting exciting. Cat actually streamed games the other night.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I'm actually getting a capture card for Christmas.
Nice.
So that should be interesting.
I'm going to have to look into streaming NHL games because I stopped streaming Madden games because I just didn't have enough bandwidth for it and my Madden game started lagging. So I'll have to see if I have the same problem with NHL. And if not, maybe I'll stream my playoff games.
That'll be fun.
I think that's it for anything substantial I've been playing. Oh, and then just in the past couple days, I also downloaded Kirby's Adventure, the 3D version for the 3DS. Forgot how awesome of a game that is, and it looks absolutely beautiful on the 3DS.
I still need to think about picking up one of those. I think it's going to be like $160 for the 3DS XL, right? Or $180, something like that.
There's a sale coming up like with a game, I think with Mario Kart.
Ugh, I might have to do that. I don't want to do it, but I might have to do it.
Well, if you get it with Mario Kart, I guess, you play with the Basement Gamer people. We'll play Mario Kart with you.
Oh, well, hey. Can we just play like the Mario Kart on the DS? Because that's a way better game.
Have you even played Mario Kart 7?
I mean, no.
It's pretty good.
Is that a licensed race car game?
No.
Well, then no. I don't consider that a sports game. Sorry.
Well, I don't think we were talking exclusively about sports games at this exact moment.
Scott, this is That Sports Gamer Show. I don't know if you know. Did you get the memo?
I did, but we play other games. We just don't. We're not going to determine a game of the year outside of sports games.
I mean, Hustle Kings, not a sports game. Game of the year.
Isn't that pool?
Yeah.
I'd consider pool a sport.
I mean, it's on ESPN sometimes.
So. Oh, that's okay. Here's a funny what you've been playing type of story. I thought you could now watch Monday Night Football on your Xbox, which I thought would be kind of cool for my friends that don't actually get cable. They have internet through AT&T, but not cable. Except that in order to actually watch Monday Night Football on ESPN on your Xbox, you pretty much have to have a cable subscription.
Yeah, you have to use like your cable ID, right, to get in?
Yeah. So basically, to watch Monday Night Football on your Xbox, you need to be able to watch Monday Night Football on your TV.
Yeah, I think...
Which really kind of defeats the purpose, if you ask me.
And it depends on who your provider is.
Yeah, actually, with Time Warner, last I knew, I can't even get any of that stuff.
Yeah, I used to not be able to get it with Cablevision, but I think like last year I was able to start getting it.
Yeah, I'll have to check again personally, but there's not a whole lot there I would want to watch. But the funny thing is we started looking through what they do have up there, and it is some of the weirdest stuff. Did you know that there was roller figure skating?
I mean, that seems like it would be a thing.
Well,
I did not know it actually was a thing.
Like the world championships that happened apparently recently are on ESPN on Xbox.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I might have to check it out.
We watched like maybe the first 5 minutes of it. It was something else. And then we looked at like we went to their NFL page to see what they did have. And I was like, ooh, Packers and Vikings highlights, and it's talking heads. There is no video. It's like 5 minutes of guys talking about the game.
I mean, hey, what did you really expect?
No, and that's on the NFL. That's not ESPN's fault. That's the NFL and their ridiculously strict video policy. But I just found it funny that there's some pretty weird stuff on ESPN Xbox Live.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right. I have also been playing some NHL. Essentially everything you said, times two. I've been trying to play FIFA, but since Ultimate Team is like the main thing I play now, and the Ultimate Team servers keep going down.
Not good.
It's been kind of frustrating. NASCAR the Game Inside Line. Let me tell you, that's not a great game. But I'm part of the LateNightRacers.com. No the, just LateNightRacers.com. Every Thursday night we race online. And, like, I'm terrible. So I just kind of hang in the back, wait for a crash to happen, and then pass people. But you know what? It's pretty fun, except for the fact that we can't actually race races the real way, because pretty much any time there's a yellow flag, somebody gets disconnected from the game.
Oh, that's not good.
So we just turn flags off, and then we play like, if there's two cars that get into an accident, we'll all slow down.
Like honor system?
Yeah. And then every once in a while, like, the Xbox Live party will cut out. So it was just like, oh, everybody stop. And I'm like, I didn't hear anybody say this. And I just flew by everybody. And they were like, what happened? I was like, oh, I didn't hear nobody say anything. My bad.
How many people can you have racing at once in that game?
Oh, Scott, you're going to ask me that question? It's either 16 or 24.
Okay, so I mean, it's, I have the box, it's a right sizable here. Amount.
I have the box right here. I could probably look and see something. I guess online multiplayer is up to 16 people.
Okay, that's nice. It's probably one of the bigger racing numbers you can have.
Yeah, and we race every Thursday night, and we get about, you know, like 6 to 10 people every week.
That's kind of cool. That, like, I might have to go rent the game on a Thursday night just to play with you guys sometime.
Oh, you know what the biggest downfall of playing
online is? Is there an online pass or something?
Is there an online pass? Scott, now that's a hell of a question. If there is,
I will seriously consider renting this game and playing with you one night.
I mean,
if there isn't an online pass.
I'm going to say there's not. I could be wrong. But if there is, they probably have that, like, 7-day free trial thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can get every. But you know what really sucks?
Hmm.
You can design your own cars. Like the paint shop and stuff.
But not use them online?
Yeah. Well, you can use them online. Other people don't see them.
Oh.
I have a sweet That Sports Gamer car where the hood kind of looks like our album artwork. And on the back, thatsportsgamer.com. I mean, it's really nice, and no one can see it. They just see a black 32 driving around.
That's sad. I think I can understand why that'd be a limitation there, but that's still kind
of
sad.
No, I almost wanted to cry a little bit. I was like, I put a lot of time into this.
Oh, I wanted to mention with Need for Speed. I'm sorry. Are you done with NASCAR?
Yes, I am done with NASCAR.
Okay. With Need for Speed, I really like the way they set up online. If you played Burnout Paradise, you could do races online, but it was really hard to find like good races. And almost, you know, any race you would find was always with like the best cars available.
Mm.
Which is fun sometimes, but sometimes it's like, oh, hey, let's all race in, like, minivans. You know, just something dumb and stupid and different.
Right.
In Need for Speed, you don't get to pick anything like that, but each, like, online event is, like, a series of small things. Did you play Burnout Paradise at all?
No, sir.
Okay. They had these little, like, stupid challenges you could do, and it would be, like, go to the airfield and, you know, as a group, jump over this airplane so many times. And you know, sometimes you do stuff like that. They link all these events together. So let's say you jump into a Need for Speed online game. When it starts, it'll tell you to drive to a meetup point, and whoever gets there first, you know, that gets some points. And then there will be an event like, you know, jump, you know, make this jump for so many, you know, yards distance as a group. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets the most wins that event. Then they'll have you drive to another location, and maybe you'll do a race. And there's like five, you know, and it moves along like that. There's like five things, and the idea is to get as many points as you can throughout all those.
Oh, and that's the one where, like, with that jump thing, like, let's say you have the high score, then you can, like, go screw with other people so they can't beat your score, right?
Oh, yeah, you can take other people out.
So you can just, like, park on the ramp?
I think you would get taken out if you did that.
I mean, but you would already have the high score set, right?
Well, yeah, but you could park on the ramp until someone else knocks you off, and then other people make the jump.
Right, but I mean.
But yeah, you can.
Gotcha. Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, which was hard to find with Burnout.
Yeah, and you know what? Like how you were talking about how usually it's just the race is like the best team or the best car you can have.
Yeah,
that's one of my problems with in FIFA, in Foot during the you have like online seasons. Where you play 10 games and you get like a point for a tie or 3 points for a win. It doesn't really match up the teams. I think it more matches up like the player. Like that human player. So I might roll into a game using like an all silver team and play a guy that's got like the best team money can buy.
Yeah, that's kind of.
And it's like.
That's where Ultimate Team always falls apart for me.
Well, you can just play offline or with friends.
Yeah, that doesn't seem as fun to me though.
I mean, and we got to get you Ultimate Team.
Yeah, related to that Need for Speed, you know, sometimes the races will be like, oh, exotic cars only, or, you know, race cars only, so. But yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can keep going now.
The last two things I've been playing are, I have also gotten back into Madden, but not playing games. I've been playing Superstar Mode, so single player, connected career.
Okay.
That's not...
Actually, I did that too. That's how my getting back into Madden started.
And then NCAA, I've been playing. I got back into Road to Glory, so I'm pretty excited about that. And we just made it to year 3 of our online dynasty.
Nice.
We have one spot open if someone wants to join in. But we're in week three. And this was the first time I did all the off-season stuff because I was on vacation the last time we did it.
Oops.
I mean, I like NCAA a lot more than Madden.
Yeah, it's one of those sad things. And when we it's not this episode, when we get to talking about sports game of the year, I'll talk about why Madden is so disappointing in so many ways.
I mean, just recruiting is really kind of fun. And then doing like the off-season player position changes and all that.
Yeah, I don't like doing that stuff personally, but I like the way it's set up. Like, it makes me want to at least try it.
Yeah. And as a follow-up to last week's PlayStation Vita podcast that we did with the great Pete Dodd, Greg Sewer, and Rich Grisham, I bought PS Plus, and that was kind of the greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
So what all do you get with that?
Well, right now, they just changed. First off, I spent like 17 or 18 hours downloading everything that was free on PS3. I got Gravity Rush for my Vita and like 8 other games. I'm like halfway through the new Uncharted, the Vita Uncharted game.
Okay, what do you get on PS? Since I don't have a Vita, what do you get on PS3?
On PS3, first off, you get the off-time like backups and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the cloud storage.
You get the cloud storage, you get the system updates overnight.
That'd be nice.
I mean, it's actually kind of cool, except every time you turn it on, it's like, hey, we did a backup last night. Congratulations. what do you get on currently? Dude, I don't know. I downloaded so much stuff. Because I know I got Infamous 2, because I got Infamous the first time that PSN was down for like 6 months. Remember that time? That was awesome.
Yeah, I got Little Big Planet.
So yeah, this month Infamous 2 is free, so now I have Infamous and Infamous 2.
So...
Hold on, I got the actual list right now. Alright, currently, if you go on right now, you can get Bioshock 2, Infamous 2, Little Big Planet 2, Ratchet & Clank All for One, Dungeon Defenders, Quantum Conundrum, Final Fantasy X3 Tactics maybe, Payday the Heist, Double Dragon Neo, Scott Pilgrim Versus the World, Blood Rain Betrayal, and Outland.
And all for free.
All for free, and you can play them as long as you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber.
Wow, that kind of sounds like it might be worth it.
And next month I know is Arkham City and some other stuff.
Now, and you they're free to download this month, but you can play them as long as you have PlayStation Plus.
Right.
Okay.
And actually, all you have to really do is you actually just have to put them in your cart and hit checkout. Then you can always go back and re-download them.
Right. Okay. I might have to consider that.
See, here's what I did, Scott. Here's my brilliance. Which I didn't even realize was even more brilliant till later. I went on to Amazon and got the 3-month PlayStation Plus subscriber thing.
Okay.
I figured, worst case scenario, I beat all these games in 3 months. Because I really just got it for the Vita to play Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 3-month thing was cheaper than buying Uncharted. So I did that. I think it was like $18. Didn't realize I had like $17 in Amazon trade and stuff already.
Oh, well, that was you getting lucky.
So I paid $1.31, downloaded all this stuff, and then I was like, yeah, I'll just put the year of PlayStation Plus on my Christmas list.
Hopefully that works out for you.
I mean, worst case scenario, I just buy it.
Yeah, that is a lot of stuff, I gotta say.
I mean, it's pretty good. And then there's some other stuff, like you get those hour-long trials of some games.
Yeah.
And there's other games that are just discounted. I mean, it's pretty decent. I mean, let's just say a couple of these games, I'll be happy.
Sorry, I couldn't get to my Mutant in time.
It's all right. Speaking of Mutant, Mutant Blobs Attack on Vita, pretty good. That's another game you get for free.
Okay.
All right, still there?
Yeah, I just sneezed again.
All right. Oh, the whole sound thing was my headphone falling out of the thing. All right, so...
on to news.
Oh, actually, I just found out the Oregon versus Michigan State game we're waiting for in our NCAA league just got disconnected.
Ah!
I mean, I'm pretty sure that might be, like, the first disconnection we've had in 3 years of NCAA.
which is, you know, kicking the pants off of Madden.
I mean, you get like 3 disconnections a week.
And that was in one game.
Yeah. All right, Scott. Let's get into the stuff, except for the fact that on PossiPodder.com, I'm watching a DJ Khaled McDonald's commercial.
Woo.
Let me close that. All right. I don't mute when we cough. I'm doing it real here, Scott.
Do it live.
Scott, we have so much news to talk about. We've already been talking for 20 minutes. Let's fly through some of this stuff.
All right.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD, Scott the Revert Pack, is probably out now since it's been so long. Yeah, it is out now. $4.99 on XBLA, PSN, and Steam.
Go get it if you still care about Tony Hawk.
Me, I'm probably going to get it, but thanks. you get Steve Caballero, Jeff Rowley, James Hatfield, and Robert Trujillo. Sorry about that, buddy. I'm sure I screwed that up. Oh, the guy from James Hetfield and Robert Trujillo are from Metallica.
Oh, okay.
You also get the airport, L.A., and Canada levels from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Well, what more do you need? You got Canada.
And reverts. Remember reverts?
Yeah, but only on those courses, right?
I mean, that's cool. I'm still happy with that.
Actually,
I really love the airport. So.
You know what I determined the biggest mistake with Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD was?
Buying it?
On the Xbox, yes.
Mm.
Should have waited for PS3.
Yeah, I know.
Like, as I realized, most of my Tony Hawk playing was done on a PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 2 lookalike controller.
Yeah, yeah. We should get those things that they use in like tournaments, so you can use PlayStation controller on an Xbox.
I didn't even know that existed.
I mean, I didn't know it existed either until I realized that there's this. I believe it's King of the Couch. Yeah, King of the Couch. They do Madden and a bunch of shooty game tournaments in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, they use something so that they can have people on PS3s and Xboxes play against each other.
See, I would think that like using a PS3 controller on an Xbox for Madden would just be all sorts of confusing because what button is A? Is that circle?
I mean, if you've played enough Madden that you know which button does what.
Yeah, but I still go a little SNES dyslexic sometimes.
That's even worse. That's the A is the X is the B button.
That's what I'm just playing. I will never forgive Microsoft for that.
I mean, that's just because they came last.
Yeah, the Dreamcast was the same way for that matter. Maybe it's their fault.
But. Yeah, but even if you play Japanese PS3 games and versus American, not Japanese games, but like Japanese developed games versus American games, where circle is yes instead of X is yes. That's a whole Japanese thing.
Yeah, I remember that with Final Fantasy. But
and Metal Gear. All right, NCAA Football 13. Wow, Scott, since we've waited a while. Now there are 2 Under Armour packs available on the Xbox 360.
Still coming for PS3.
Yeah, on the first pack, which has some pretty sweet jerseys, they have the Wounded Warrior Project Under Armour alternatives for Boston College and Hawaii.
Does the money that you pay for these jerseys actually go to the Wounded Warrior Project?
I mean, probably not. I mean, you never know. And then the other one, that's for one, is I guess it's just those 2 jerseys. 800 Microsoft points.
Oh my, whoa, for 2 jerseys?
80.
Oh, 80, okay, that's better.
And then the Pack 2, which won't come out till January for PS3, you get the Under Armour Pack 2, where you get the Maryland White Ops and Black Ops jerseys, which, I mean, that sounds just cool enough by itself. The Texas Tech Lone Star Pride, the South Carolina Battle Under Armour uniforms.
If you are fans of these teams, this is probably good. If you are like me and hardly cares about your own state school, much less college football as a whole, I wouldn't spend money for more jerseys.
I mean, South Carolina has the coolest jerseys in the game. Already.
I did think the Boston College ones looked nice.
I mean, you love America.
This is true.
Those Boston College jerseys scream America. There's even like stars and stripes on the stripe on the helmet. That's pretty awesome.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about that Madden thing. Remember that game?
There was a patch. Another patch.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about the... First off, DJ Khalid, I don't care about the McDonald's flavor battle. All right? Yeah, so there is a patch for Connected Careers that fixes salary caps.
Online only.
I mean...
I like that they can roll out fixes like this when they want.
I mean, why are you having online?
Without having to go through Microsoft. I like that.
Why only online?
Yeah. I mean, is this fix going to come for offline eventually?
Also, don't get started about EA Sports and Xbox.
What do you... Oh, no, no, I'm curious what you mean here.
So, we both pay for Xbox Live Gold, right?
Yeah.
All I really play... Well, you know, it's a lie, because sometimes I play, like, Black Ops and NASCAR the game. So we're paying for online multiplayer,
mm-hmm.
essentially. But the majority of the stuff I play online is EA Sports games, which use Microsoft servers.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, what am I really paying for?
I wish we could... I kind of wish I could get myself off of Xbox Live. Like, now that I have a PS3, I could do that. The problem I have would be my friends on Xbox.
That's how they get you, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I did it. I'm the one who got them. Like, I got a 360 to start with, so all my friends got 360s, so we could all play games together. And now we're all stuck on Xbox Live.
Oh, you're that guy?
I'm that guy.
Because of a that guy. That's why I have an Xbox. That's why I have two Xboxes now.
Yeah, should have gotten a PS3 to begin with.
I mean,
lesson learned.
I mean, I can't complain about wasting money stupidly because now I have Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus, you get free games.
Yeah,
I mean, that deal, I didn't realize how awesome a deal PlayStation Plus actually is.
Yeah, with Xbox Live Gold, you can watch the Netflix that you're already paying for.
But wait, I can do that on my PS3 for free.
I mean, true, but...
Well, for paying for Netflix anyway.
Yeah. I know, it's just one of those things. I don't
anyway, Madden. Madden.
Yeah, but Madden Madden isn't using any of the Xbox Live stuff.
No.
And if you really think about it, you kind of have, like, your EA thing is set up. And you're not really using your Xbox Live, your Xbox avatar and stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to complain. I just give the money over.
Pretty much.
But yeah, there's a problem with that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, DJ Khalid is back with round two of the McDonald's flavor battle.
Stop talking about it.
So I might.
This is why I don't click on links.
I might just not go to Pasta Padre anymore, even though I love them. where were we? All right.
Ultimate Team.
Ultimate Team added a feature where, like, you can play. It is called What Is Going On? Draft
Duels?
Yeah. So you can play someone in Ultimate Team. And what happens is you get either one pack or three packs of cards, and you just make your team from that.
Well, no, isn't it like you get you each bring in a pack of cards, and then you draft out of those cards?
I don't know.
I didn't try it. I kind of meant to.
You should probably do that.
But the problem is, I think it costs money to buy the packs to go in and play the game.
Is it only of real cash?
I haven't looked.
I mean, we should probably get down on that.
I can fire up the Xbox and find out here.
Just make that a note for follow up. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
And you know what? Who knows? Madden NFL 13 might be our favorite game of the week next week.
What I will say is what this reminds me of is NFL 2K5 had a feature that I wish would come back to all sports games. And it was you could play a game, but you would get random starters from like every team. It was just sort of a cool, fun, you know, way to play with your friends. You know, just pick a team, and then who knows who you're going to get on. You know, you'd only get starters. You know, and I don't know if you get maybe it would be like you'd get the whole, like I got the Packers wide receivers and the Jets offensive line, or I don't know how exactly it worked.
I mean, as long as it's not the Jets quarterbacks, we'd be happy.
But yeah, but you know, so you didn't know exactly what kind of team you were going to get, but it'd be nice to have something fun, you know, goofy like that to do.
Yeah, and that's what they did in Nicktoons MLB, where you would be able to draft your team. They'd give you like a pool of players and you pick whoever you want.
Yeah, the Bigs 2 had that as well. The only thing I didn't like about it is what it made you basically be like generic, like uniform teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the Stars versus the Legends.
And I think that's how Backyard Baseball was. I haven't played one in forever, so I think that's how that was.
But yeah, I thought that's a fun way to play, where you just, you know, here's a group of guys, and it, you know, it's like Schoolyard, you know.
Yeah. And the last bit of Madden news is this guy AJ Dombrowski, who worked on Madden NFL 12 and 13.
Oh, I saw this. This was awesome.
Did he quit? I think he quit, right?
Oh, he no longer works at EA. I don't know why. Although it sounds like he wasn't necessarily happy with his job situation.
Yeah, it seems like they...
Not to say he didn't like his work.
Yeah, he just didn't feel... he felt his creativity was being stiffed by the corporate culture.
And I can see that with Madden very much.
Yeah. He says he loves everybody that he worked with.
Oh, yeah, well, there was that one guy.
Yeah, I forget who that was.
Because basically, so what, there were four... He was... Did he say he was one of the guys who's working on Connected Careers?
For the record, the only thing from M13 that I did that actually shipped was Draft Class Stories.
Okay.
Everything was redone poorly by our asshole of a lead designer. So, yeah.
Oh, that... Now he's naming names.
Yeah. If you want to go to Pasta Padre, the story is former Madden developer speaks out regarding frustrations and disappointments. And it's a pretty long list of tweets this guy tweeted.
He was burning bridges and did not care.
Yeah. I've noticed that happening a lot in the games industry.
But I could see his point, where I really think they're afraid of changing things. A lot of what he was worried about is that... they compared Madden and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Which...
I mean, I understand.
They're both video games.
But you don't want to do anything crazy that will stop... You don't want to be the team that was like, oh, well, Madden 14, everybody kind of stopped playing after that.
You don't want to be the team that takes out franchise mode? Oh!
Yeah, but I mean... They should have just called it franchise mode.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah. That's the thing. Had they called it franchise mode, I'm pretty sure there would have been a lot less complaining.
I mean, I really didn't have a problem with that.
I didn't either.
We knew.
Yeah, there's that too.
You could have put two buttons that go both to that same screen.
Yeah. I still say the only legit complaint those people have is that you can't do an offline multiplayer career.
Yeah. Which is how I made it through 2 years of college. All right. Tired of talking about Madden. Happens too much. You want to talk about FIFA? I know you love FIFA, even though you didn't get it this year. That's still upset.
Yeah, no. I just remember I'm just not getting FIFA this year.
I mean, so next year.
Maybe.
I mean, it's going to be even way greater.
But maybe next year I don't get NHL and I get FIFA instead.
I mean, that's a good idea. So, Ultimate Team comes to the iOS FIFA game. Just another way for them to take your money. Which is pretty cool, because I love Ultimate Team. I just wish this Ultimate Team would tie back to your other Ultimate Team, like your Xbox One.
So it's different Ultimate Teams?
Yeah, for each thing you play FIFA on that has Ultimate Team, it's a different team.
That's kind of lame.
I mean, it would be really awesome if it was all the same. That's why I really wish Vita had Ultimate Team, and the ability to connect all your Ultimate Teams. But you know why they don't? Because... of all the trading and selling that goes on, I guess, like, less people play on PlayStation than Xbox.
Okay.
Could be more. Either way. So cards are probably more frequent in one system. Or there's just a certain card out there. So the price will fluctuate so much that...
I don't know. I've said this many times. I like the idea of Ultimate Team, but I don't get why people are, like, so... they have to pay real money so they can get a fake card for a fake player in their game.
I'm not gonna argue with you, Scott.
And I know you're an addict, but
I have a problem. I was thinking about looking for a meeting to go to, but I haven't found any. And it's been really depressing because recently Ultimate Team keeps coming back up and down due to exploits.
Yeah, and that's because people are trying to, like, make real money off of it now, and that's just all sorts of wrong to me.
Yeah, a very small number of users have been attempting to gain unfair advantage by manipulating coins. and they've been permanently banned.
Good for them.
Oh, yeah. See, they have the number I've been looking for. On average, Ultimate Team makes about $400,000.
Okay.
So every day they're down, that's $400,000. So in like the last 2 weeks, they've probably lost already almost $1 million. Or almost $1.5 million. Because there's about 4 days so far that it's been down the last 2 weeks.
That's sad.
Especially when all you really play is Ultimate Team. You kind of don't want to put FIFA in the system. It's pretty upsetting.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I never get myself hooked on Ultimate Team. I don't know.
But listen to the cool stuff they do do.
I like this story. I like this story.
See, this is the problem. When we recorded this with Ryan Lewis, he knew how to say these words. So I'm just going to tell you the story on November 24th in a game between Galatasaray, which I believe is kind of how you say it, and Elazığspor in the Turkish Super League.
Elazığspor?
Yeah. This dude, Felipe Melo, who is a center defenseman, a 81-rated CDM in Ultimate Team, his keeper got a red card, and the team had already used all their substitutions. Okay.
All right. So they can't replace the goalkeeper, as it were.
So this dude ended up taking over as goalkeeper, and he
can he do that? Can he actually be the goalie, or can he just stand there and try not to use his hands?
No, he can become the goalie.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've had that happen a couple times when I accidentally take out a guy and don't think to have a goalkeeper on my bench.
I was gonna say, if the goalie got red card, it doesn't even matter if they had substitutions left.
I thought you couldn't sub
a red card player.
No, he would come out, but you would sub in another goalie at another position and to put him into goal.
That's right. Okay, gotcha. They'd sub their backup goalie in for like a defender or something.
But since they were already out of their substitutions, Felipe Melo ended up playing goalkeeper.
Okay.
And he saved a shot.
Good for him.
So they made his foot team of the week card a 64 goalkeeper.
Nice.
And last time I checked, which if you play FIFA Ultimate Team and you don't know about Ultimate Team, ultimatedb.nl, you're doing it wrong.
This story makes me want the BJ Raji fullback card in Madden.
Oh, there is one? That's amazing.
No, there should be, because they haven't done it this year, but last year a couple times the Packers had put BJ Raji in at like fullback on like, you know, half yard line and just have him plow through.
I mean,
because he's like the largest man on either team.
And that's brilliant. But here's the funny part is Felipe Melo, his regular card is going for like 600 coin. His 64 goalkeeper card is going for almost 300,000 coin.
This makes no sense to me. It's a fun little novelty, but I don't get the point of like collecting all these players of the week.
Well, he is the highest rated bronze. He would be one of the highest rated bronze goalkeepers.
Oh, I see. So if you're doing like a bronze team.
Yeah, bronze ends at 64.
I see.
So he would be, I think there's only a couple 64 bronze goalkeepers. And two of them are American. Because my bronze team. But yeah, that's kind of hilarious that his regular card is worth nothing. His card is barely worth more than if you just threw out his card, the coin you would get. And actually, this year in Ultimate Team, it's been really weird. A lot of players that are good aren't worth much more than their drop value.
Okay.
But yeah, FIFA 13. Love it. Scott, what's your favorite game ever?
Favorite game ever?
WWE 13, as I said. Oh, man.
Right, you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, this is all you.
Okay. So much. Last week, as we're, it was on December 4th, as we're recording. Anyway, out now is the WWE 13 Superstars DLC pack. It's a DLC pack with a bunch of current superstars. Probably the biggest switch right now being Ryback, Yoshitatsu, Tenzai. We're missing Drew McIntyre.
He's still around. And,
I have no idea. Apparently, I find it funny. Drew McIntyre's music has been in the game the whole time as like menu music. But no, he's just now in the game. And then Divas, Natalya, and AJ.
I mean, now you bought the whole...
Yeah, I did the fan access, so I got all this for, you know, $20, along with what's still coming. Oh, and free for everybody is Ministry of Darkness Undertaker.
Cool.
So now there's three Undertakers running around WWE 13.
Because there's not three of everybody else running around WWE 13.
That makes three Mick Foley's, three Triple H's, and now three Undertakers.
Oh, God. I mean, really.
You know, I mean, this is like what I think WWE DLC should be. Add guys that you didn't have a chance to get in the game in the first place. Except they don't do it that way. These guys are planned to be in the game the whole time and be sold as DLC.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And also a bunch of championship belts.
about the only thing is by delaying these, you might have time, like, you might get a more current version of Ryback than had he shipped with the game. Like, that's about the only advantage is they might have time to change some things.
I mean, yeah. I need to buy the stupid access thing so that we can play online. But
That doesn't keep us from playing online. It just keeps you from downloading my Creator Wrestling.
I know, but I still haven't played the game in so long. I'm still working through
Attitude Era.
Yeah, that's like the best part of the game.
I'll agree. I'm sad that, like, I don't know if it's just the PS3 or just WWE 13, but online is like a ghost town.
Hey man, that's what happens when you get a when you're not paying $50 a month for $50 a year for online. Actually, you know, it's funny. WWE Attitude Era mode is so good. I was watching the VGAs last night. We're recording this on Saturday. Normally, we're recording.
Oh God,
the whole
we
thing.
Have to talk. I don't want to get these.
Okay, this one thing. Just this one thing.
All right.
So VGAs ended, and I'm sitting there. I'm following the Wikipedia page because at one point they gave out like three awards. I had no idea that even it was weird. Like Snoop Dogg came out, and then something happened, and then three awards were given out, and I didn't even see that. Sports game, team sports game of the year, and individual sports game of the year. They didn't show on the show, which was kind of the reason I was interested in watching the show. So I was just following on like the Wikipedia page, and for a while it said WWE 13 had won individual sports game of the year.
Well, that's what you get for trusting Wikipedia, I think.
I mean, that's what a lot of people heard that it was, and then at some point it became SSX. Now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know. They also gave it to team sports game. They gave it to NBA 2K13, but I am going to go out on a limb and say, had they given it to WWE 13 and had they given team sports game to Madden, I bet they would have been shown on TV. I bet they would have had like John Cena there or something stupid.
No, see, I don't know. Cause Spike is where TNA airs now.
Do you think Spike did not give the award to WWE 13 because they have TNA?
I would not at all be surprised if that, you know, that's the problem. It could be something stupid. Like WWE didn't want their name to be used on Spike anymore. Like, you know, Spike could still be upset that WWE left him in the first place a couple, you know, a while back.
I'm just going to call it right now. Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I don't put any stock in these stupid awards. In my opinion, they're everything that's wrong with the games industry.
Yeah, it's funny because
why I didn't even want to talk about them.
They gave best shooter and best Xbox game to Borderlands 2. Borderlands 2 was not up for nomination for best game.
I mean, whatever. I didn't follow them at all. I don't even know. I don't care.
I mean, there were some good trailers.
Whoop-de-doo.
And trailers are cool. Except you can tell none of them are actual gameplay. And then when they show the gameplay, it's hilarious because you're like, oh, yeah.
It's not nearly as awesome as I thought it would be.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed looks really, really good until you watch them play Assassin's Creed. all right, where were we? WWE 13, get it, play us on Xbox.
I want to quick register a complaint I have with WWE 13, other than Dead Online. It's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it is, but...
I mean, hey.
I find that universe mode, you can almost do too much now. Because I've reset it like 20 times just trying to figure out what I want to do.
What did you do that screwed up everything?
Download the pack,
right?
I forgot about this. I should mention this at the DLC. If you haven't downloaded the DLC yet, be sure to read go follow WWE Games or go to THQ's website. No, even if you go to the online menu, it tells you. Follow some steps, otherwise it will reset your universe rosters. Like, back, it'll default everything. And apparently it also wipes out any superstar threads, like custom outfits you've made. I didn't do any of that, so I didn't know. But.
And teams, didn't it mess up tag teams and everything?
Oh yeah, wiped all my tag teams too.
Yeah, so Charlie, be careful about that.
Yeah, it's actually the reason I wound up resetting my galaxy, my universe. It's some galactic, some, you know what I mean.
I got it.
It's the reason I've been trying to refigure my universe again, because it's like, oh, I lost all my work. Oh, and also I forgot, in the DLC pack was also a bunch of title belts, like WCW and ECW title belts.
And the John Cena Word Life.
Yeah, the John Cena US spinner belt, whoop-de-doo.
I mean, that music makes you get up when you get excited. Scott, tell me about NHL 13.
What do you want to know about NHL 13?
I heard they put out a patch, a tuner patch. Tuner updates, I mean, who puts these out?
NHL, apparently. Yep. You know, there's still tuner updates for Madden? Like, that still exists as a thing?
It's still in there?
Yeah, it's still on the, you know, if you go to the online menu, it's like by roster updates.
And you have the updated one, don't you?
For Madden?
Yeah.
Everyone has as the,
I mean, I don't remember one since I've turned Madden on. There may have been two. I think that's about it. Scott, what's in tuner 1.0.7?
This is like the 1.07. Most pathetic. This is the most pathetic tuner ever. Reduce ability to score with slap shots in close to the goalie.
I knew that. I hate it because I love that.
And
I ran right up to Kat's goalie and just slap shot one in her face.
Shouldn't the goalie just like poke it away when you put your stick up?
I mean, oh, that's how I beat Rich Grisham. We got into a shootout. Faked him out so good, and I did like the dive thing.
I like how in online games you have to be the goalie.
Yeah, because in offline you don't, and that's pretty upsetting.
Yeah, well, and then like they take forever because the goalies are invincible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, increase the effect of the injury slider, which, considering how many times, considering I've just been hit with a string of injuries in our GM connected.
Well, this is only offline.
Yeah, still. Online, reduce ability to score with flip dump at the net.
I mean, I like to take a flip dump from now and then.
This is good. It's good that they can, you know, it's probably something stupid where the goalies don't have the AI to react to that.
I mean, I don't know what a flip dump is, per se.
Okay, that's, I'm trying to think of the button comment. If you hold, like, the, if you're behind the blue line attacking, and I want to say it's if you hold the right bumper and, you know, press up like you were going to shoot, you'll dump the puck in deep instead of shooting it.
Mm.
And I guess if you did this up against...
It'll go in.
Huh?
So if you do this on target, it'll just go in?
Yeah, but it seems like you probably had to be, like, close by the net.
Mm. Okay, I got you. I know what you're saying. I got you.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that there was no goalie AI to combat that. Like, they didn't know it was a shot, so they didn't do anything.
Right. I mean, I guess that's good.
And Hockey Ultimate Team. Increase injuries in Hockey Ultimate Team. I haven't played Hockey Ultimate Team in a while, but I hardly ever saw any injuries. So
reminds me, I probably have a bunch of packs to open there.
I think you only get like one a week, but they don't pile on if you don't keep playing.
No, are you serious?
No, but I think you'll still get them all, but it's like, oh, you haven't been playing, so you'll get one, and then a week later you'll get your next one, but if you don't open it, you won't. You know, you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I think I pre-ordered, so I think I have like 24 packs coming. I have no idea.
I think it's a you'll get them, but...
I'll have to look. Okay. More patches.
That's it. That's it. That was four things in that tuner update. But you know what? It's awesome that they can do that.
I mean, anything to skirt around Microsoft and Sony is good, right?
Exactly. Well, I don't think Sony's is bad, but... On these multi-platform games, it's Microsoft that holds everything up because they're trying to keep everything the same.
So, NASCAR the Game, Inside Line, is putting out a patch.
Is this going to fix that yellow flag problem?
I sure to God hope so. This is subject to final QA sign-off, which hopefully will happen around December 10th.
This is why a lot of people don't put out the patch notes until the patch is out.
Yeah, and once it's approved, well, they're going to get it approved December 10th, hopefully.
And this is approved by their quality assurance. This isn't even making sure that it doesn't, like, break your Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, this could be bad. But, hey, if this stuff works. This is just the online. Like, if your patch notes are this big, I mean...
I haven't opened this, but perhaps I should. I was just going to let you read it, but...
Oh, I will. Xbox. This is for online. A player can be put into a lobby where net conflict, meaning they will be kicked when the counter reaches zero. I mean, that's awesome. That's probably why half the time I can't get a game working online.
Probably.
If someone is dropped when in the infield garage, the rolling starts are broken. I mean, that's a problem.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Scott, just glance over that part. After a caution / quick caution, players can be dropped from the game. So thankfully, hopefully that's actually fixed.
All right.
Sometimes lap go out of sync when compared to other players in the game. That's awesome. On the game garage screens, the number of plates are not listed correctly. I mean, that's kind of important to know how many people are in your race. If the host is in any other position than first, they will take off and leave the pack in both SF and DF rolling starts after a caution. I don't know what those two word letters mean, but hey, that's probably not good. That's what happened that time. I didn't know we were stopping, and then I just flew by everybody.
Basically, it means the host has an unfair advantage.
Yeah. When the quick caution screen appears, all players seem to have 80% health. I mean,
whatever that means.
I think, like, tire health and stuff.
Ah.
When the quick caution screen appears for the second time, wedge cannot be adjusted. I mean, that might be important if you have problems with your wedge. When joining a race in progress, only a host's progress, i.e. racing lap X, is displayed. Oh, hey, yeah, I've seen that. Dumb. Often three laps are run in a GWC. I don't know what that means. Sometimes cautions don't appear to be called. I mean, that could be important. I mean, the sessions over times aren't in sync. You know what? This game's pretty broken, and hopefully this fixes a bunch of stuff. I mean, there's a ton more stuff.
Oh my god!
The rebalancing stuff so the car overheats quicker.
Okay.
Oh, you know what we did? We flipped the car on its side. That was awesome. I had never seen a red flag. I believe it's a red flag. Then I came around, I was like, why is that car just up on its side? I mean,
does the game have promise?
There is a good game in there somewhere. I mean, I like it.
I just, you know, for me, racing, I want more like crazy street racing, dodge through traffic, outrun the cops. And I don't want go fast, turn left.
I don't like hitting the brake. So, like, super speedways, I love. Like, Daytona, Talladega, anywhere where you don't really have to hit the brake and it's more just kind of finding that line that keeps you going fast, happy. We played one at, like, Phoenix. Which,
is that a road course?
No, it's just a short track. A short
quarter
track. So you come out of the last turn, you're flying towards the start finish line. You hit the start finish line, and then it's already telling you should start braking. Like, I don't want to do that. I just want to drive fast. And I don't think I could actually probably look it up at latenightracers.com. Right, late night. If I spelled it right, latenightracers.com. I don't think we actually play at another super speedway anytime soon. I have to check. Las Vegas Motor Speedway? I'm not sure. I think Texas Motor Speedway might be a big one. So, like, last time, what I did was I ended up getting down, like, a couple laps because I had an accident. And then I was just like, you know, I'm just going to cruise around the infield until these guys finish. All I'm going to do is crash into someone. And it's not going to be any good for anybody. I still had fun up until all that bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
But, hey, what are you going to do? Let's talk about stuff that is actually important, though, game we're probably not either going to get.
New games!
New game time. I mean, I can't believe it's that time of year again where we talk about
It's funny because right when we got done recording the last show we did together, we talked about nothing, and literally the day after, oh, hey, Tiger 14.
Yeah, it's going to be a game with historic content and 5 bonus courses. And this is that's not the historic edition. Look, I'm telling you something right now, Scott.
Yeah.
If that's within 3 years, Tiger Woods is off the cover.
Yeah.
I also noticed they changed the game's Twitter account.
Uh-oh.
Now it's just EA Sports Golf.
Interesting.
It's going to be like EA Sports _ Tiger. And on the Historic Edition, which has Bobby Jones and Bubba Watson on the cover, down in like 12-point font on the bottom, it's like Tiger Woods PGA 14. This might be a Tiger Woods game.
I'm at the point now where I honestly, it's going to take a lot. And I said this about going from Tiger 12 to Tiger 13, but then they actually did something that I thought would be really cool.
In that communities thing. Communities?
Clubhouse? Country clubs.
I mean, we should probably get back into that.
Yeah, I wonder if they purged it. It's still there.
I mean, I'm going to go set up That Sports Gamer Country Club. I'll tweet out all the information. Be ready.
But they're going to have to do something pretty drastic to get me to buy Tiger 14. I would rather spend $20 or whatever it is and buy all the courses for Tiger 13.
I mean, you could just put your mind to it and unlock all those courses for free.
I could, but I don't want to.
I've already unlocked like 5 of them.
I still don't want. I'd still rather just spend money.
Yeah. And on the regular edition cover, it's going to be Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer. The man, not the drunk. Imagine it was the drink. I'd be
crazy. Imagine how many more copies it would sell.
I mean, game features, be a Masters champion. Pretty sure that's what was in last year.
Mm-hmm.
Great, get excitement on every swing. I mean, I guess.
It's golf. I mean,
if the baseball game came out and said, get excitement on every pitch, I guess I would understand.
Okay.
Play against more than 20 pros. I mean, it's the same guys that were in last year.
Yeah. Golf is almost like UFC. It really shouldn't be a yearly release.
I mean, if they put out Tiger Woods and then every 5-6 months just did like a $10 upgrade thingy thing. Like, hey, here's a couple courses they played over the last few months.
Yeah, maybe update, like get the major courses every year if you don't already have them.
Yeah. Scott, why not just go to GameStop and pre-order Pinehurst No. 2? I mean, come on.
Isn't it in 13?
I mean, I think you have to buy it. But Bethpage Black, again, the DLC course is only available through Amazon.
That's probably some weird deal with the course itself, that it has to be DLC every year.
I mean, playing a Bethpage is pretty...
But I think, honestly, I think it's ridiculous to ask you to pay for the same course every year.
Yeah.
I mean, why not just, I've paid for it, why can't I just have it every year?
Or add more courses and charge me for those. New courses, because that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Earth, just copy and paste. Best Buy, you get the 1986 Jack Nicklaus exclusive character. Whistling Straits, which I'm pretty sure that was a DLC course, right, last year?
It was a DLC, but I think it was on the...
It was on the...
It was on the Collector's Edition, which I have.
Yep, same here, because that was smarter than not buying the Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
That's from Target. Walmart will have Kevin Love and Andy Roddick, which, if it's anything like last year, that's a waste of time.
Yep.
Those guys are terrible. And if you get the game through EA Origin, you get a set of exclusive historic golf clubs.
Woo. They're going to have to do something like country clubs, but even better.
Yeah, but they need to do something to have a reason for this to be a year over the year.
Yeah, and they don't. If it weren't for if it weren't for country clubs last year, I would not have bought Tiger 13. And even that, you know, our community didn't support that very well. I'm sure there's actually country clubs out there you go out and join and have a lot of fun with if you're going to play Tiger every day.
Yeah, like That Sports Gamer community that I'll be setting up today.
Yeah, hey. Honestly, I am not confident that that's going to work.
Hey, you know what? Maybe they could have me set up tournaments on the console That could that be a crazy idea.
But even then, that would not be enough for me to go out and buy Tiger 14.
I mean, I would kind of think about it, I guess. I mean, it's not crazy. I'm probably going to Tiger Woods 14. But
I am not, even if they release it on my birthday again.
I don't know, Scott. I'm going to hold you to that. All right. The other...
Go ahead and hold me to that.
When is Tiger Woods 14 coming out? They said
they didn't say, but it'll probably be late March.
Is it late March?
Yeah, because now they're trying to get it out before the Masters, so they can plug that.
Yeah, plug it.
Now they have the Masters.
Yeah, late March seems to be the area. Or at least last year it was late March. Q1/2, which is late March. So, actually, you know what game comes out before it?
That I will be buying.
Yes, MLB 13. Hopefully the only MLB game on next-gen systems. And by that, I mean this gen and next-gen.
Yeah, the only baseball game, the only new baseball game that will be released in 2013.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there'll be a pro Yaku Spirits 2013.
Oh, all right. The only American baseball game that will be released.
I'm sure there'll probably be like a Power Pros, maybe.
Probably oh, shut not. No, no. Because that was 2K and they don't have the license anymore, so shut up.
God. Well, they put out a bunch of screenshots for MLB 13.
It looks like baseball.
Looks like MLB 12, but that 2 looks more like a 3.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? I'm glad it looks like baseball. I'm not going to get excited over screenshots.
I mean, there's a picture of Ryan Braun. He's wearing glasses. They were saying, someone said it looked like there was going to be some sort of Nike tie-in. But I don't really see that.
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
It'll look like Ryan Braun's shoes. I could be crazy. What else?
Will they have like his crazy white and blue shoes he wears on Jackie Robinson Day?
I mean, that'd be awesome. Scott, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm playing this game, in franchise mode, in single, in Road to the Show, I always feel like I happen to play on Mother's Day. Because let me tell you about all the home runs I've hit with pink bats. I was playing the Red Sox. I hit a grand slam with Yoenis Cespedes.
And MLB The Show, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm buying, they don't, because I sold off MLB 12, they don't need to do anything to convince me to buy 13. I'm just going to. Because it's a great game. I like and I love baseball.
And you get to vote on the cover this year.
Who can we vote for? Did it say?
Nope. We'll find out January 7th.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that January 7th, pretty positive. That is the day. I mean, A, that's really cutting it close to kind of when the game's coming out, but I don't think that's really a big deal anymore.
Well, it's you know what it is? They probably have all the – it's probably only going to be a couple guys. Mm-hmm. Like, remember last year, if you're like fans of them on Facebook, they were releasing a bunch of covers.
Yeah.
You could download and print off. It'll probably be something like that where they'll have all the covers made.
I mean,
it's just it's which one goes to print.
I mean, who's going to be the Canadian cover is really all that matters to me. Oh, that reminds me. I'm going to try to talk to find – I'm going to have to find someone to see if I can get a Canadian copy of MLB 12 because that would be cool.
Who did that have on it?
Jose Bautista.
Okay.
Remind me to ask Greg Seward after this podcast.
Right. As far as new like playoff mode, all right, so they're going to work on the presentation for the playoffs. That's good.
And isn't the playoff mode the same thing that's in NHL? Like where you just play like that Road to the Cup or whatever it is?
Well, I don't think playoff mode is in and of itself is anything new. But if they're
Scott,
calling it that because they're putting more focus on the environment of the playoffs, you know, the crowd atmosphere, stuff like that. Okay, cool.
A revamped franchise and Road to the Show modes, as long as they don't destroy that.
Yeah. Did they need work? Probably not, other than maybe, you know, bug fixing and tweaking of logic.
I mean, throw some extra stuff in there. Just because I feel like I'm just kind of simming to my next thing. And I don't really like the the mini games that you have to do. Give me some new mini games.
Mm.
That'd be cool.
I hope that they do something. You know, their leagues, I'm trying to figure out if I love or hate the way their leagues are set up.
I would like to know what happened to like three of our leagues that just kind of disappeared.
I think they purge inactive leagues.
I mean, we were active.
I don't know.
And you may not have been.
Yeah, maybe I was. I don't know.
Hey, guess what? You can play with friends around the world at no extra cost on the PlayStation Network.
We went over this already.
What I would like to see them fix is Diamond Dynasty. There's a couple things I would like to have them change.
I would rather have it just be more like Ultimate Team.
Yeah, I think putting in the fake players, the Diamond Dynasty.
It seemed like an attempt to not straight up copy Ultimate Team.
Right, but I think the answer is just straight up copy Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
I would be more happy.
It's a formula that works. Why break it?
Those fake players and then people making those fake players superstars. And then when you're playing online, you're not – a lot of people don't have real pros in their team. So it's like, I mean, I guess, but I would rather play with real players. The Vita is going to be able to pick up and play. I mean
– well, and they're going to cross-platform play again. Hopefully it works this year and they don't break it with a patch.
Forge, untraveled path to baseball's greatness by exploiting new options in the revamped franchise and Road to the Show modes. I mean, hey, I'm gonna buy them both. Oh, also Steve Lyons is joining the commentary booth.
Well, that'll freshen things up a little bit. You know, it's new MLB. I don't think they're doing anything spectacular. I don't think they have to do anything spectacular because the game is just that good.
And it's not going to have any competition.
Yeah, exactly. Let's face it. They haven't had any competition for years, but any real competition anyway.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty excited because I love baseball. And every time that it's like, oh, we're playing a lot of football games, it's like, it's almost baseball time. Almost baseball time.
I'm racking my brain. What could they possibly do to make me enjoy the show even more? That without, like, not making it baseball. Because, you know, games take a while. That's just inherent to baseball. I can live with that.
Yeah, if they can make the games a little faster. I don't know how you can do it without not making it baseball.
Well, I mean, you can play... And I don't like necessarily turning on fast play mode that skips all the presentation elements. Because I like that sometimes. Hmm. Granted, baseball replays aren't always the most exciting thing in the world, but...
I just wish the stuff out of the game, like the screenshots and the video replays, weren't, like... awful, awful quality.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna like straight upload it to YouTube, but
yeah, but if they upload it to YouTube and it's terrible quality, I'm still gonna be pissed. Because I was like going through my PlayStation and I saw like all the highlights that I had saved. I'm like, wow, this is really ugly.
Yeah, I love how they put those together though, and you just export what they put together, and it's
yeah.
But last year, I think it was a little glitchy at times, but yeah, it works.
But you couldn't do that highlight reel online for online games. That kind of upset me.
Oh, yeah, that sucked.
Loved. If we could have done that for our league and just posted the highlight videos.
In 12, in 11, we did. I remember I was able to.
Yeah.
I just hope they have some sort of, or maybe we need to mess with their league. I think a league would work better if you do it more like we do NHL or Madden, where you only have a game or a few games to get through. Mm-hmm. But it also doesn't help that the games take longer to play.
Right. Well, like 45 minutes or 40 minutes.
Well, yeah, but still, compare that to 20 for NHL.
Maybe we can find some people that can actually beat me. What's up? So, yeah, MLB. Scott, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week.
Yeah, that is it. We found quite a bit to talk about.
And I'm tired of talking about sports video games.
Yeah, I'm going to go play some sports video games.
My sentiments, exactly. I don't know what to play, but I'm going to play something. Actually, we have a Twitter question from @RealJeffSolo.
Oh, do we? All right.
Is there any better mode with a less attractive name than GM Connected Mode?
No. I don't see what's wrong with GM Connected. I don't think it necessarily implies what it is. It doesn't scream online franchise or online GM mode. But I am, spoiler alert. I will talk more about this. Are we doing our Game of the Year episode next week?
I don't know. One of these weeks.
Okay. Next week would be good.
We will be doing it.
Well, we should do it once we get after Christmas. I'm probably going to disappear for a while.
I mean, there will be an episode that will come out December 24th. That may be our Game of the Year episode. I mean, it will come out December 24th. It may not be recorded that weekend. So.
We
got some good stuff.
So. I'm really impressed with GM Connected, you know, as a year one offering.
That's what it's called, NHL, that we're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
But I mean, the thing is, we haven't gotten through a full season yet. Maybe we'll get to the offseason and discover it is hideously, hideously broken.
I mean, I would not doubt it.
But hey, I trust the NHL guys.
As do I. Don't forget, anybody can send their tweets in to ask us questions.
I will say the one thing I hope with NHL is that when we get to the playoffs, it abandons the calendar advance system and just goes by playoff rounds.
Oh, I also hope that is true.
If not, it's certainly not the end of the world, but it's one of those where I go, oh.
Yeah. But yeah, you also can say, Scott, stop. You're done. Your time is over.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys want to send your questions in to That Sports Gamer Show, just send them to me at That Sports Gamer on Twitter. You can also rate and review us on iTunes. 5 stars. What's up? We'd appreciate that. Hey, Scott, also, what kind of phone do you have?
An LG flip phone, not anything smart.
Scott, if you had a good phone...
I don't want a good phone.
I mean, you should probably get one?
No, I don't want one.
Why not?
They cost money, like lots of money.
It's all dumb ideas. Scott, you know you can listen to That Sports Gamer Show on Stitcher Radio.
No, I did not.
Well.
Or may have been mildly aware, but
I mean,
I don't.
It's true, you can just go on... I mean, if you don't want to download, because I know some people just don't want to download. There's like a thing, Stitcher.com.
There's a
link on ThatSportsGamer.com on the top right. You can just listen to us on Stitcher. Had some great turnout from the last two great episodes without Scott.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What?
So yeah, follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. You can be a fan of us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where can people find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Darth Obvious.
And where can we watch fencing videos?
My YouTube page?
Yeah. I mean,
ScottyB2K3, if you really want to. There's some random stuff up there.
I mean, fencing's fun.
It is. It is very fun.
I think that is going to wrap it up this week.
All right.
So, everybody have a great week. Stay warm, because it's probably getting cold where you are.
It is going. I am hunkering down for a blizzard tomorrow.
It's like summer in Australia, right?
Probably.
So, Ken, Chris, keep cool. Stay cool, guys. Stay cool, America. Yeah. So have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. And this has been That Sports Gamer Show. Bye.
Bye.